Do you want to be healed? What kind of crazy question is that? But today's episode of Natural Health Warriors is based around John 5, 1 through 18. I'm Tirza Hawkins, and you're listening to the next episode of Natural Health Warriors. Do you want to be healed? Jesus asked this question of a lame man who had been ill for 38 years. The Bible doesn't specifically say what he suffered from, but there was this pool, this area of the city called Bethesda, that the lame, the sick, and the ill would gather around waiting to be healed, because there was these springs under the city and they would bubble up. It was believed back then that an angel would come down and would trouble or stir up the waters. The belief was the first person who got into the pool when the angel came down would be healed. This lame man, he's laying around by the pool and he can't get to it. Jesus asks him, "Do you want to be healed?" He's like, "Yeah, that's why I'm here. But I can't move fast enough. I don't have somebody to carry me down to the water. So every time it comes up and I try to get there, someone gets there first and I can't get there." Jesus tells this person, he says, "Get up, grab your bed, and walk." Crazy to say to somebody who has been ill for 38 years. But the point is, in order to claim this healing, we have to take some action. We have to do something. So that's the first part. He's like, "Get up." All right. So there's some action taken in faith. Then he says, "Grab your bed. Moving on out, take it with you. Because if you leave it behind, if you leave this crutch here, you can come back at any time and reclaim this illness." And he says, "And walk." Let's go. Let's move on out. The man, the requirement was that if you had received a healing of such, you were to go and present yourself at the temple. The Pharisees see this man who's been lame for 38 years. They do not marvel at his healing. And I correlate them to the people in our lives that believe that whatever disease it is that we're struggling with, they say there's no cure. It's a lot of that in Western medicine. There's no cure for that. You can't be healed. What are you doing? So rather than marveling at his healing, instead, they say, "Why are you carrying your bed? It's the Sabbath. That's not allowed. You're going to be in big trouble." Because Jesus knew that the man was going to go to the temple to offer a sacrifice for his healing, Jesus sees him later on and tells him to sin no more, unless something greater would befall him. This man's been lame for 38 years. How is he sinning? We can carry bitterness and unforgiveness and so many negative emotions that can get trapped in our body and cause this physical ailment. Our thoughts create unhealthy patterns and chemicals in our brain. In essence, Jesus is saying, rejoice in your healing and let all of this go. Whatever it was that was holding you back, let it go. We were studying this verse with some friends and wondered at the question, wouldn't you assume, do you want to be healed? Anyone that's been ill for 38 years, You would think they would be like, yes, me, please, right here, I'm ready. The truth is, so many of us aren't. That was something that the wife of this couple that we were talking about this verse with expressed, because she was suffering from a chronic illness, chronic pain, fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety. She was willing to open up and express to us. That's a difficult question, because if I no longer had this illness, this crutch, people would expect a lot more from me. I would be expected to do more. I would lose sympathy. I would lose people helping me out and the attention I get for it. We really appreciated her honesty, and it's something I ask you to ask yourself. Do I want to be healed? I believe that the herbs and the nutrients that God has provided is His medicine. That's why I've been studying it for the past 7 years. I want to use the tools that God has already provided to us to help people with their bodies. But we also have to focus on the inside, on the heart. Are we carrying bitterness or unforgiveness? Are there things that we're, emotions and thoughts, we're unwilling or even feel unable to let go of? Something traumatic happened to me in my past. Now I replay that over and over in my brain. Somebody wronged me. I can't forgive them. I can't let that go. But I encourage you to start working on that emotional aspect of yourself. And that's why we really incorporate that into the Natural Health Warriors program, because it's so important that we not only work on our physical, we have to combine that with the emotional and the spiritual aspect of ourselves. We were made in three parts, and we need to address those parts as a whole, which is why the Natural Health Warriors program, we focus on 100% natural, using the gifts that God has given us to take care of ourselves, and 100% whole, because we're focusing on all aspects of the body. Ask yourself that question all day long. What is the answer? Do I truly, deeply down in my being want to be healed? Have a blessed day, everyone. Thanks for watching or listening. If you would like some help in your journey and using the gifts that God has provided for us, as well as emotional healing tools, I encourage you to go to nhwarriors.com. Be blessed.